You are listening to KHBT 977 The Bolt and Coach's Corner here on KHBT, brought to you by 716 Maine. I am Donovan Mann, the sports director at KHBT and the host of the show. It is a track week on KHBT, meaning we will talk with both the Humboldt High School boys and girls head coaches, starting with the girls coach, which is Spencer Ross. His team coming off of a North Central Conference championship. Let's give his interview a listen, shall we?
All right, Coach. Well, first things first, congratulations, head coach there of the 2021 North Central Conference winning girls track team at Humboldt High School. So before we start jumping into that event and we start talking about the team's performance, how does that compare to some of your success when you were a player for the Wildcats?
Well, it's got that similar feel to it. You know, before the meet, we kind of called everybody together and had a team meeting, just try to keep everybody focused and remind them of our goal and what we kind of expect of everybody. You start to get those pregame jitters and pregame butterflies going. So I tried to hold it together. Some of the girls, you know, could sense that I was pretty pumped up and was excited for the night. So I must not have done a very good job of hiding my emotions. But you know, you're right. It did bring some of that competitive spirit back out of you, and of course, it's fun to be competing for any sort of title. But I've really enjoyed this group of girls, and I'm happy for them to be able to accomplish this.
And one thing about this team, it's always been very consistent when you look at them from meet to meet. Girls have always finished, you know, well, in this event, they seem to finish, you know, in that fourth to sixth range. But I feel like some of those girls have even risen up. You know,
sure,
they went from fourth to sixth to maybe fourth to second. So when you talk about that consistency of the team, how do they manage to find maybe that next bar to say, hey, in this meet, we're going to do even better?
Yeah, you know, that's a big part of it. And that's what helps us as coaches put together the best lineup, because we pretty much know what we're going to get out of everybody. But when you get to the end of the season here, and you have the conference meet, and then we've got districts coming up, we're hoping that we continue to see a little bit of improvement. You know, we saw PRs and everything kind of all over the place last night, up and down the lineup from JV girls to varsity girls. So that was just wonderful to see in itself, and we certainly hope that can continue through districts. But just a testament to them continuing to work and practice and keeping the positive mindset of, you know, the season's winding down, but we're still going to continue to try to make progress. So proud of them for all of that.
And then, of course, I believe it was, if I'm remembering off the top of my head here, 7 individual event wins, and we know how deep and competitive the North Central Conference is. So getting 7 wins out of it's 19 events, what does that mean to you as a team?
Oh, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't expect to win that many events, and I told them that before the meet. And we, you know, we were anticipating trying to compete for those third, fourth, and fifth spots to try to find our point. So the fact that we can come out and win some of those events we didn't expect really just helped put a cushion between us and everybody else as the night went on.
And then as the season progresses, of course, now everything else is in the rear view, right in front of you next week, districts. How does this meet possibly build momentum forward to that district meet next week?
Oh, it certainly does. You know, we were, once again, we kind of tried some different combinations of girls out, and you know, our attention kind of turns as far as district goes to which events have the best chance to qualify. We'll start with our individual events because we want to get those girls the best opportunity they can to be able to make it to the Blue Oval and compete on that stage. But then we'll have to figure out how do we build our best relay events. And the tricky part is if you want to get things to state, you've really got to load up some events. So we're obviously not going to can't load up every single event with our core girls. But so we've got to be selective on which events we want to target. But all that will kind of settle itself out. We'll sit down this weekend and figure all of that out. But I just think the girls are excited. I think they're excited to have another few days of practice here and spend time together. So regardless of what happens at district, we're going to enjoy our last week or so together. as a full team.
And always a fun question for head coaches going into districts and then to state, what are the expectations as far as how many events you plan to qualify for state?
Just looking down the list, and I don't know if all these things are necessarily updated and, you know, from last night and everything, but we've got, let me just count things up. All right, we expect our hurdle events and our hurdle girls to perform well. They, it looks like they're kind of sitting at the top of their individual events, and we've got a good chance in the shuttle. Obviously, Kendall Clark is about as close to a lock in the throwing events as you can get, but we've also got Riley Coyle, who's sitting there and has a good chance, and Denny McDaniel. We've got several relays, you know, that our season's best time certainly put us up towards the top, but it's all about, again, we can't have our core girls in every single event, so we'll have to do some picking and choosing. Our 4x1 tied the season or the school record last night, which has been up on the board for 46 years, so that's incredible that these girls were able to go out and do that. So that's obviously something that we need to pursue and see what we can do. But then again, it's almost every single relay. You know, we're in that 2, 3, 4 spot. So it's good. We're going to have some decisions to make. But I've kind of been saving that, trying to enjoy last night for a little bit longer, and then I'll sit down this weekend and really dig in.
All right, Coach, I really appreciate your time today. Is there anything else before I let you off the line?
I don't think so. Thanks for everybody coming out and supporting us last night. We had a heck of a crowd, and we're proud to be able to perform that well at our home field. You don't get a chance to win a conference title at your home field very often, and the girls certainly took advantage of that. So we just thank everybody for coming out.
Thank you so much to Coach Spencer Ross for taking the time to do the interview with us and providing his insight on, you know, how his team has performed. And, of course, the coming week where they will get to districts and state, and we will see how many they can advance from districts to state. And now we will turn around and we will talk to the Humboldt High School boys track coach, and that is Greg Wickett. This interview occurred right after the North Central Conference meet at Hampton on Thursday. Let's give the interview a listen, shall we?
All right, Coach. Well, finishing third here at the North Central Conference meet, you have some high expectations coming into the year, but you also said, you know, some uncertainty because of that gap year. So overall, how do you feel like this year has gone so far up to this and through this meet?
Yeah, I think, you know, overall, we've had a good year. You can't let, you know, not winning the conference tarnish a good year. We were still in there for third, half a point out of second, so, you know, we're no slouch, but, you know, clearly, like, they're deep and they're good, and they ran well tonight. I don't feel like we ran bad tonight. I mean, I think that we had the meet set up the right way to get the right guys in the right events. I think mostly we, for the most part, we ran what we needed to run, but, you know, that's just the way, you know, it goes. You know, you don't know exactly where people are going to take points away from each other. You don't know exactly where everybody else is going to run their guys, but, you know, we did a nice job. We had several PRs tonight. You know, we had
coaches,
some,
packets are ready in the press box.
we had some highlights with you know, Quentin winning the Triple Crown, and then he had four firsts in the conference track meet. Him and Eric running that 157, 158 in the 800. That was really impressive. You know, we had some nice things. We ran our sprint medley was the fastest of the year. Our 4x2 was the fastest of the year. We just gotta look at little things there where we were improving where we needed to. We were doing things at the right time and peaking at the right time. And you know, I don't think anybody was going to beat Clear Lake this year. They were a darn good team, you know, and Webster's really coming on too. So there's nothing to hang our heads about. We've had a really good season up to this point. We'd won every single track meet except for one up to this point. And so you gotta stay positive, and we're moving into the state qualifying season, and we want to, you know, peak at the right time with that. And I'm seeing some good things, and I see some good things in the future for us.
And that celebration people can hear in the background is Clear Lake. They ran a very, very good meet here today. I know your focus is obviously on Humboldt, but what can you say about your competitors and the meet they ran, specifically Clear Lake?
Yeah, they're really good, you know, and it was more of a matter of the way that they set the meet up. You know, they were
Webster, Humboldt, and Clarion, come get your packets. They're ready.
The right kid. They worked him over tonight. You know, they ran him in 3/8 and a mile, and you know, that was the right thing to do. They got a good coach up there, and he knows what he's doing, and is had him in the right place in the right, you know, time of the year. You know, and a couple things, you know, there were a couple races where they just edged us out too. I mean, you look at that 200, you look at the 400, those are some big point swings for us too. And they actually came out of the field events really well too. So, better than they had in the past. You know, we'd been ahead of them in the long jump all year long and they just squeaked by us in the long jump too. So, and that's the way this works. It's going to be a game of inches once in a while. You know, we've won conference championships by a half a point before. We've won them by 1 point before. And you know, that's just the way it is. And so anything can happen here. They're a good team. We're going to see them again down at state qualifying. You know, they're going to have a good showing down at state too. So it's nice to see the North Central Conference, you know, going to be represented hopefully down at the state track meet in a couple weeks. And we all pull for each other down there. You know, it's nice to see North Central Iowa guys doing well.
Certainly is a very tough conference to compete in, and you've started talking about it. We are going to be heading down in a week here to Nevada for the state qualifying in the district. So what have you learned from here today that you might apply towards that one here in a week?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, what I want to see what other schools have done, you know, tonight. Some things are pretty set in stone. I'm pretty sure Quinton's going to run the mile and the 2 mile. you know, we've had done some nice things in the medley. You know, that could still look pretty good for us. You know, the 800, I think it's a no-brainer. You know, we've got two of the best guys in the state in the 800 too. So how that all shakes down, if we're going to run the 4x4, we'll see where things are with that. It's a tough district for the 4x4, so we're going to look. Our 4x, and I don't want to miss out on our 4x8. Our 4x8 looks pretty good right now. The guys are running really well, and that's gonna factor into some things too. But you know, our district is really heavy in good sprinters, and we're more of a middle distance type team. And so, you know, they're going to beat each other up pretty good in those events, and we're going to get what we're going to get, hopefully. So unless things would really collapse on us, I got a pretty good idea what we're going to get down to state, hopefully. But again, you never know. You could drop a baton pretty quick or fall in something, you know, and that's what makes you show up for the meets, to find out what happens.
And real quickly, what are the expectations? You know, who do you plan, and what are the expectations to advance to state?
Well, I mean, Quinton's going to get down there and the things he's going to get into. He's one of the best guys in the state. The best distance runner I've ever had, clearly. You know, he's going to get down to what he's going to get down in. You know, it's just a matter of we got to look at the state meet program too, you know, whether or not you've got enough recovery time to run that mile and the 800 both with both of those guys. You know, maybe that's an option. You know, where does the medley stack up with other teams? Do we want to use them there? I'm pretty sure that's probably where we're going to use both of those guys at some point. The 4x8 looks really good, you know, getting down there too.
You know, please leave the flash drive on.
It's never a sure thing, but I think that meet shapes up a lot easier than this meet when you talk about where guys fit in. So I think I got a pretty good idea where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, but we never know. It's a week away, and a lot can happen in a week.
All right, Coach, really appreciate your time. Anything else before I let you go?
Nope, just appreciate everybody coming out and supporting us all year long and you know, sharing all this stuff with us. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you once again to Coach Wickett for taking the time after that meet to talk to us here and providing his insight for Coach's Corner. That will do it for Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I am Donovan Mann, and for all of us here at KHBT 977 The Bolt, have a great rest of your day, and go Wildcats!